This podcast is a part of the Newhoff Media Podcast Network.
Yeah, everybody's watching the tournament and very excited about the Illini and their win. I got to ask, as we bring Angela into the program here today, she's got an Illini shirt on, you're ready to go. Was that typical, atypical, watching yesterday? I always feel like there's two teams on the floor.
Yep.
There's that one team that just can't seem to get ahead, and then all of a sudden they find a way to put it all together.
I feel like this season has been, that's pretty typical. I get so nervous. I don't know what I would do if I had an actual kid on me. I am just a basket case. I'm usually pretty good the first half because I know, okay, we got another half. But I literally was just like sitting there going, and I kind of was watching, but then I'd look down, and then whatever my husband would do, I'd be like, okay, that was good. Okay. So I was kind of watching.
You get
but
that
not.
Nervous.
Oh, Lord. Yeah.
Okay. So now are you nervous. At home? Are you at a friend's house? You at a bar? Where were you watching this thing?
Yesterday we were at Crawford's.
Okay.
And we sat at the bar and watched because they have tons of TVs
There's the free Crawford bill.
Yeah.
Free. So you like that environment then, like being around other people?
I feel like I'm less nervous if there's other people around me, but I had to stand up. I pace. I like lean over with my hands on my thighs. I mean, it's just, and I mean, I get decked out the head to toe. Illini when I am all in.
Yeah.
This is nothing. This is just a shirt. But yesterday I had the shoes.
It's all the whole nine yards.
Yeah, I had the bracelet, the ring, the earrings.
And this is all good luck stuff to you?
Yeah.
Isn't it crazy what we do?
Yeah,
somehow that metaphysically just, changes the outcome of a game.
Yeah. Like that has any meaning whatsoever, but in my mind. And my brother's
this
singing.
Bracelet will manifest it.
And I have a green Illini sweatshirt that my husband bought for all of us that I wore during St. Paddy's Day. And the day that I wore it, they came back and won.
Yeah.
And so my brother's like, wear that every time. I'm like, I know, I hear you.
So are you then, so you're at Crawford's, then are you collectively also sharing the experience through like your phone and stuff with people who aren't there? Or is it just the place where you're?
Just.
Okay.
Yeah. So my daughter has downloaded an app so she can watch it at school because she doesn't have a TV in her room, which is probably a good thing. So she watches it on her laptop, and so she's texting me.
So you are then communicating.
Kind of, yeah. So I'm not completely Amish in that way, but she's just like, really? Do they have to mention that every single time?
Well.
And I'm like, yep, every single time.
Yeah.
So
there's a big weekend ahead. Do you watch any of the rest of the tournament?
Oh, yes.
Okay, you watch it. You consume
addicted.
A lot of it.
Yes.
Okay.
That, you know, have the four screens on.
Mm-hmm.
So we have a pretty large TV in our family room, and it's almost like you're going to get a seizure because you're just like
trying to like take it all
take
in.
Take it all in, yeah.
All right. Well, I hope for you. I don't have the personal investment. I'm enjoying the ride, and I root for the Illini.
Yeah.
But I'm not going to die by. I mean, I'm okay. I root hard for people like you,
yes,
who it means so much to. That's always what I sort of keep in my mind because, I love to see them do well. College basketball, we were talking about this earlier with Topper and with Nick about, you know, these one and done schools. Mm-hmm. And, you know, they really kind of get, laid open in the tournament because they don't have time to gel as a team. And Brad Underwood took a different approach, to this Illini team. And you can see it when they hold together, even when it's tight, they find a way to put it into another gear. And hopefully that will continue and you get a nice run.
Yeah, he wanted an older team, and he has an older team, and he did say that this was probably the most fun team that he's coached. He said they just all get along and love each other, and that's helpful.
You know,
everybody's picking everybody else up.
It was interesting when they talked to Damask after the game, right, who just put himself on a list with was this the 10th time it had happened? But Draymond Green had done it twice, right?
Mm-hmm.
So the 10th player in the history, well, since they've actively kept the records on assists or blocks, because Shaquille O'Neal wasn't there for assists. But Shaquille O'Neal, Dwayne Wade. Draymond Green, Ja Morant, last guy who did this was in 2019, right?
Yeah.
And that kid was didn't want to hear anything about that record. All he wanted to talk about was the team and winning and focus on winning. So you can tell they at least know exactly what to say.
Well, and I just thought it was great that they knew that he was so close and they just kept feeding him, get that last shot. And when he did, and his parents, and
it looked like his whole family.
It's just, you know, that's a moment that nobody is ever going to take away from you, regardless. Of course, you hope to win it all.
Yeah, but if you don't want just that moment and get knocked out in the
side. No, you don't. But good for him.
Yeah, he held that shot. He held that pose a little extra longer than normal.
Yeah. So, but you know, kudos to the whole team for just and coach for being like, we're gonna get it to him. He's gonna get it.
Yeah, that was a fun game.
Yeah.
So we go to the next one.
Yeah.
You're gonna do the same thing.
Oh yeah.
Crawford's. I mean, you got the good luck rolling.
Maybe.
Do you change venues?
I don't know. We might just watch it at home. You know, it's a 7:40 game. I'm like, geez.
Yeah.
Jeez.
Yeah,
but yeah, it'll be fun to watch it with other people. We'll see. We'll see. I'll have to probably get the Illini pants out.
What do the Illini pants look like?
So they're running pants, and they're like the tiger stripes,
Zumbas.
The Zumba. Yeah, but they're actually
I call tight. Those Joey Buttafuoco
pants.
Yes,
but they're not that. Yeah.
Come on now, they are.
Yeah, they're similar. they're regular workout pants, but they're not baggy.
When would that have been?
90s.
Joey Buttafuoco.
Like 91.
Yeah.
Is that right?
Yeah. That's what it feels like. 89 to 92, somewhere in that window, but probably about 91.
Yeah.
What was the.
They were so popular.
Amy, what was her name?
Oh, shoot.
They made like 100 TV movies about it. Because I was trying to remember.
No.
We had Amy Fisher.
Fisher.
And it was Mary Jo Buttafuoco who got shot in the face. And, that was just.
That's crazy.
Yeah. That was 1992 when he was convicted for statutory rape of a minor. And that was after she had, so like 91, 92. That's insane, right?
Yep.
But those pants.
Mm-hmm.
Can't forget them. They're popular.
Isn't that crazy? So popular.
How just that sticks in your mind?
Yep.
It's, you know, around that exact time, the Buffalo Bills were really good in football and they had theirs. And you'd see Jim Kelly and all the players, like in all the footage of them getting on planes wearing those. And then here's Joey.
Yep.
Like, I don't think they do the
what
same thing.
What were they called?
They were called Zubas.
Zubas.
Yep.
That was that just the brand name?
No, the brand I believe was a Proline. And it was but Zubaz.
Yeah, my husband, Zubas. I bought him a pair of Steelers.
And they just came back.
Everything comes back.
Yeah.
Oh.
And I think I'm wearing my Dion hat, which was of the same time. Mm. The script hats that they would wear.
Yeah, but that holds up okay. Those pants are never
starter
okay.
Starter jackets.
I don't care. They're just not okay.
I'm looking for some orange painter pants because when I was in grade school, that's what I wore to all the Illini games. I'm like, I need some painter pants. Remember those things?
Gee, if there was only this thing called online.
Oh, I'm looking. I've also looked for orange and blue cowboy boots, which I found. So I'm looking.
Cowboy boots.
Oh, I love cowboy boots.
Here's a tip on that.
Love them.
Look in Denver. The Broncos, orange and blue, cowboy boots.
You know, I was watching the game yesterday. I hate the color of the Moorhead State, that color combination that feels like the Rams.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know why. I just that, and it's nothing out of the ordinary. I mean, it's blue and gold, right? I mean, I just don't like that shade, that color,
that blue.
Yeah, I don't dislike that color blue,
but with
on the uniforms, it just looks like junior college or something to me. Why is that? You're the art teacher.
Because it feels a little neon-y, and so it's not a traditional. It's like intentionally off the beaten path
of
to
blue.
Of expected blues.
Yeah,
that's why.
I don't dislike the color. I just don't on a uniform. It just looks like hokey or something. I don't know.
Yeah,
I just remember thinking that yesterday watching the game.
Well, also every startup league, every JUCO, every D league, every XFL, everybody tries to go, we're not going to do these typical colors. We're going to try this other thing.
Yeah, but I
and
thought
so it feels off-brand.
The classic white jerseys, you know, they were playing against the Illini looked so much better. Like, it looked like the rankings.
Yeah.
Mm.
Yeah. Yeah, you're a little low rent. Huh? Yeah, you're a little low rent. That's here.
Anywho, that was a fun, and I wish you literally Thank for you. You, if no one else, Topper and everybody else.
You're gonna have to say the same speech to Nicole here in a bit because she is diehard too.
Is she? Awesome. Back
to She's back alum as well.
U of I alums. That's exactly right. All right, what did you bring in today for show and tell?
Well. It's interesting because I don't know if you remember about
what
a month
is the world did that bag come
so
from?
This is,
spirit animals.
So it's Medeiros Gallery in Tucson, Arizona.
Ah.
So my dad loves this gallery. Every time he goes down there.
What's
for
your
the,
spirit animal?
I don't know what my spirit animal would be. I feel like a snow leopard.
How nice. Is that determined?
I don't know.
I mean, how do you get assigned a spirit animal?
No idea. A lot I of people no just idea. Assign it themselves.
So, yeah. But anyway, we talked about this. It was probably a month ago. So it was a birthday present.
Yeah. That bag is real deep.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Oh, that's a nice box. Oh,
so
we did.
There it is. Yeah. It is your Frank Sinatra blend. I have not drank out of it.
Yeah.
Just got
Jack
it.
Jack Daniel's box.
Yeah. But it will, don't worry, it's going to be consumed. I'm not saving this.
That was my retirement gift for Kevin.
It's got like
and I had forgotten. It's got like a little booklet in there.
Yeah.
It's a black box, about bottle sized. It hinges open vertically with an orange stripe across the top like a ribbon.
Yeah.
And it's a little stronger proof than their regular.
Now, which one, read the label off to me because there's two different kind. And if it's the second kind, you may not want to open
it. It just says Sinatra Select.
Yeah.
Bold, smooth, classic Tennessee whiskey.
Now, Sinatra.
With his fedora hat should be in the bottom, but I won't take it out. But it should be in the bottom of the bottle. Etched in.
Yeah, absolutely. Now, the Sinatra-Jack Daniels relationship is one that is unbelievable. Just the history behind it, right? Mm-hmm. He traveled with it. I mean, they loaded right. planes with cases of Jack Daniels. And literally, that was his thing.
Yeah.
And then he had some ownership. They gave him, like, acreage down there.
I want to go tour it. Never had done that, but I do want to do that.
And he, this was like before there were influencers, right? Mm-hmm. Or as we know them today as influencers. And if you look at the history of what Frank Sinatra did for Jack Daniels, mm-hmm. it's unbelievable. And so in honor, I think that they put those bottles together for his 100th, what would have been his 100th birthday.
That sounds right.
Right?
Yeah, that sounds right.
And they're as much a collector item mm-hmm. as anything else. But it was done as a great honor, as a way to like go, this unbelievable relationship they had with him over the years. So he was like one of the original influencers.
I have my first bottle. It's up.
That's very cool.
Yeah. So
I like it.
I just thought that.
I see like the little things. Like see the signature that if you turn it to the side that's embossed mm-hmm. in the side of the box because he had that classic signature.
Yeah. It's cool.
That is really neat. I believe the other one carries the moniker Sinatra Century.
Yep. Mm.
And that's the one that comes in a box and the price is very expensive and you can register your bottle. Like go,
oh my goodness.
Go through the whole nine.
Yeah, you're talking, you know, $4,000 or $5,000.
Yeah,
bottled from only 100 barrels.
Uh-huh.
You know, so that was the Century honors his 100th birthday.
Yeah.
But nonetheless, the partnership is with the signature Sinatra brand. So man, it's nice to have anyway.
Yeah.
And that's what it says on the back. A legendary friendship that stretched more than half a century.
Yeah. I mean, can you imagine traveling with your own alcohol? I mean, literally, like getting on a plane and loading cases of Jack Daniels along with the luggage.
When I go to people's houses, I bring my own.
Yeah, well, it's just kind of the bigger version of that.
Yeah, for sure. Definitely. But I'm going to be like Frank and I'm going to enjoy it.
Yeah, you know what? He would probably think that was a waste if you didn't.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Keep the bottle, drink the booze.
Exactly. I'll keep all of it, but I'm not trying to make any money off of it.
You always refill it with the cheap stuff.
Absolutely. Why not?
You guys want some Sinatra?
Yeah.
I'll just
pour
some.
There you go.
No one's going to know the difference.
Most of them are.
I watched a Penn and Teller when they used to have a show called Bull, you know what, on
Love
Showtime
that show.
Years ago.
One of my favorites.
And they took expensive bottles of champagne and filled it up with $4.99 in a bottle. Yep. And then had
Saw
these experts test it.
Yeah. Saw that one. And then watching them do the... Yeah. in the mouth.
Because you were in on it. Yeah. You know, it was great.
So absurd.
Yeah. That's great stuff. Nick, what did you bring?
Okay, I brought something that at first glance might look kind of boring. It's a frame. It's approximately, let me say, probably about 10 by 12, and it's horizontal aspect. And it looks like this. Okay, and I'll describe it. On the paper, it says the United States of America, for the value received, promises to pay the bearer of the sum $100,000. It's a bond certificate.
Yeah.
This is a direct recreation of the bond bearer certificates that Hans Gruber broke into Nakatomi Plaza.
So I almost asked you that.
They found the original plates and were able to recreate this faithfully. For That's a screening hysterical. To the movie Die Hard.
That is something else.
By Mondo in Austin, Texas. And this is this is exactly goodness. What that is from. It is a $100,000 bearer bond from Die Hard. A
and
recreation.
What in the world made you want to
Well, okay, get so that? They had a special film screening, like maybe I would say it's probably been like 7-8 years ago. And with this poster company that I follow said, you buy a ticket to the show, you get a poster from this artist, and it's one of my favorite artists, but you didn't get to see it. So I hired somebody to be a poster buddy, and I bought him a ticket to go watch the movie and then bring me the tube. But they created this as a bonus and threw it in. So I got this as a bonus, didn't know it was going to happen. And I'm like, I love this. I love movie props. So.
Yeah, that's hysterical. Oh, I'm honest to God, as you were just starting so to describe funny. It, I mean, almost interrupted and blurted that out.
Yeah. So if you remember the whole point of Die Hard, this is it, right at the core.
Well, and as soon as you said the name, I knew
exactly
what movie
right.
you were talking about. Exactly I know, you right. may not believe
I haven't
it.
Seen that for a long time. Well, I need to go back.
Christmas has been a few months. I mean, you don't watch it every December?
No.
With all the Christmas movies?
Yeah, no, I don't. That's I don't mind I that people it. Do that. I just don't think it's a Christmas movie.
I love it.
It's just a movie that happened to take place during the Christmas
you get
season.
Watched during the Christmas season, too.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's do a quick break. We'll come back and I'll share mine. We're back to F1 this week in Australia.
Nice.
And this one is a little bit about Oliver Bearman, who's the 18-year-old kid who literally got thrown into the vat of fire 2 weeks ago and finished seventh, beating literally Lewis Hamilton and Lando, among others, you know, and he had like, what, 7 hours, 8 hours?
Right.
Because Carlos Sainz had an emergency appendectomy, and this pole position in the F2 race, finds out you're going to be in the Ferrari starting, you know, with the big boys. He's 18 years old.
Oh my.
Did you happen to see the video of Carlos walking?
Yes, after the, because he was there Sunday, right?
He just looked like a robot.
Trying to be that kid from Royal Forsythe a number of years ago.
And his name was Robo.
Yeah. So, anyway, we'll take a quick break and we'll be back with more. Show and tell Angela, EDC still coming with Nicole Bateman. Don't go anywhere.
Southside Country Club's golf course is 100, and 2024 is a time to celebrate Southside style, and at a fraction of the cost for the first year. The $100 special is back for a limited time, a $100 initiation fee, and $100 membership dues a month for the rest of 2024. Southside Country Club has been a community gem for 120 years. The People's Club, well known for its beautiful golf course open year-round, but also the spot for many. From family fun at the pool to a quality night out at the restaurant, bar, or one of the club's dozens of annual events. It's your best time ever to join Southside. With new parties added to the calendar and new tournaments added to the golf schedule, that's a 100-year celebration, $100 initiation fee, and $100 a month for the rest of 2024. It's time to join the family. For more information, call 217-423-7789 or stop by and see us or visit southsidecountryclub.com. Special does include a 2-year contract and an annual food and beverage minimum equivalent to $150 a month. The year of celebrating 100 at Southside Country Club, where nobody does it like us.
For 24 years, the Community Foundation of Macon County has connected the philanthropic goals of donors with community needs. This is Chris Lutt, Foundation Board Chair, and I'm honored to share that we have a new name, the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation. We've grown to over 400 funds established by individuals, families, businesses, agencies, and organizations to benefit a variety of community causes. Because of donor generosity, we've surpassed $50 million in awarded grants and scholarships. And in addition to serving Macon County, we've now grown to serve neighboring counties, Piatt and Moultrie, in the heart of central Illinois. We're creating a better future through philanthropy that allows all to live, learn, work, and thrive. If you are interested in learning how you can work with the Heart of Illinois Community Foundation, call today at 217-429-3000 or visit our website at heartofillinois.org.
You're listening to Byers & Company, streaming live at nowdecatur.com.
Okay, we're back here on a beautiful Friday morning in downtown Decatur. I know the tournament is going to take everyone's attention. I'm also happy, and it is a vastly different times because Australia is like some insane time difference between here and America. F1 is back in action this week. The F2 kids race about two races to every four races for the F1, right?
Yep.
And there's a young man by the name of Zane Maloney who is in first place with Enzo Fittipaldi right behind him, the grandson of Emerson Fittipaldi from Brazil. And then you got Oliver Bearman, who's in last place because he was sitting on pole 2 weeks ago for the F2 race. Nope. Yanked him to take Carlos Sainz's Ferrari. Ended up in seventh place. This kid's so young, he hasn't even figured out his autograph yet, right? So there are two cards here from Oliver Bearman. And if you look online, every card looks different. Like, he's still figuring out how to sign his name. You know, where were you at like 17 years of age, right, when you started this thing? 15 when he began an F3, which is just nuts. We don't even trust somebody like that with a driver's license yet, but he's racing Formula cars. And then in the world of collecting, your husband would know all about this. There are, in the 2023 Chrome F1 series, it's actually the 2022 season that they're doing, but then all the new drivers and principals and whatnot. But there's 200 base cards, right? And that means to collect the whole set, it would be 200 cards. And then every three packs or so, there's something called a refractor. And then it's identified with literally the word refractor. And these are eminently more valuable than just the regular base card, right? And so, because every three packs, it's a refractor, meaning one of 200, right?
You're scarce.
And so you collect these, and I went out before this happened last, 2 weeks ago, and bought up every refractor I could find. I'm up to 10 of them that I got for like $4.99 a piece. They're now selling for $35 a piece just after this one race. The autographs are off the charts. Crazy, right? Like nuts. A couple of hundred dollars already for a guy who's been in
one race
as an F1 driver. But anyway, it's fun to collect. But then you can get crazy with it. This is the Prima team card is the constructor's crest, which is the F2 team that he drives for. These are very, very rare. But then to get even crazier than that, two years ago, the champion was who?
2 years ago?
Yes. The 2022 F2 champion would have been a gentleman by the name of, and I always screw this up, was it Felipe Drugovich?
Yeah.
Drugovich. Yeah. Okay. So he has one card, two cards. There is a portrait card. This is a gold out of 50. And there is a car card, and this is one out of 50, right?
Whoa.
Okay, but that's not here's the thing. This is the short print image variation of what this is the main card. This is the one.
And they just switched the picture.
And they switched the picture. One out of 4,661 packs.
Wow, nice. Wow. That's a good poll.
Wow.
Think about what that means. There's 20 packs in a box. There's 12 boxes in a case. Do the math of how many cases you would have to open 1,461 packs.
Right. And then also what it would take to be specifically him versus anything else.
All right. And then one more quickly. I got this in a box break that I participated in online, meaning I didn't break it. I just bought a driver. And that is Frederick Vesti, who is a reserve driver this year for Mercedes, right? And this is what a one-of-one plate print looks like.
Oh,
so
very
these
nice.
Are the as they run the colors through, mm-hmm. This is, I believe, the cyan. Yeah, I can't remember. But the magenta printing plate.
So almost pinkish.
Yeah.
Yep.
So you get on the back there, it's an actual metal plate, but these show up in packs. Mm. And so this is when the card was officially made. This is actually one of the printing plates.
Yeah, one of four.
That was used to put the color on the card.
Wow. But
the only magenta one, one of four to make all, because it takes four plates to press all the color. Yeah, that's awesome.
Isn't that
that's
cool?
That's very cool.
And it was very exciting to win that. And in that same break, not only did I get the printing plate, but I did get the Frederick Vesti autograph card as well.
Oh,
so
nice.
For $19, I think I paid for Frederick Vesti in a case break, I ended up getting a printing plate and an autograph.
That's pretty cool. Unbelievable luck.
You need to go to Vegas.
Huh? No. Because I can quit this. I can stop doing that. Vegas just makes sure you give it all back.
Did you see Logan Sargeant not driving in the race?
No, I did not.
His Alex Albon bend his car, put it in the wall, and so they're moving him into Logan's.
Well, that's a no-brainer. Mm. I mean, of the two drivers. I'm just hoping I get some of it, you know, because literally the basketball's on everything and they're getting bumped to the back seat. And we'll see. But very excited about all that. And so this is my entire, this book is all of two sort of maybe stars.
Awesome.
And you take some bets, right? The good news is you can get in at a pretty good investment level.
Yep.
But the bad news is a lot of it will end up being worthless. But a couple of things like,
It is literally feast or famine, meaning they hit or they are nothing.
All right. This is Iwasu, who is the Japanese driver for Red Bull's team, who is now in the super. He took Liam Lawson's route.
Yep.
But there are many people who believe that because of their connection to Honda and just how big the Japanese audience is, that if Yuki doesn't cut it, which he's, you know, having a hard time. So this is an autograph gold of 50. So meaning, you know, this could be very valuable someday, or it could be worthless.
Yeah. That would be a nice $6 card or six G's.
Right?
Yeah. I mean, honestly, that's what it's like.
Regardless, it's fun for you to do.
It is. So there you have it. That's my show and tell. Good luck this weekend.
Thank you.
I am doing nothing but rooting for the people that I know that are just living and dying with this.
I know.
I just hope. Do you want a runaway game or do you want some? Okay, see, that's kind of the way I am. You can talk about Max.
I don't care
if you're 40 seconds ahead of everyone.
Yes. When it's my team, I want you to just annihilate them so I don't have to be anxious and nervous and pace and check my blood pressure.
As long as Tom Brady's not on the other side.
So.
I'm hoping for one more thrashing. And then go earn your money. That's how I feel. The next one should be free.
Yep.
Then after that, go get it.
You'd hope, but
All right. There you go. Angela, have fun.
Thank you.
You've been listening to the Newhoff Media Podcast Network. For more, visit newhoffmedia.com.